All righty. Good morning, Brock Hunter. Sorry. Off air, we were talking about Hunter's making some new intros for the morning show, and God, you got some good ones. I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just starting to make a Sum 41 one, but yes. I just got through with the Nelly one that you're gonna love.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I'm willing to get rid of the Barney one with some of the new ones that you have. That's how good they are.
Thank you. Yes, please, God,
only
replace the Barney
my
one
with juice. Woo-hoo! Think I need a little loose.
God, what's funny is like we're doing like rap intros for a rock morning show. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I think there's a crossover. I think rap and rock just cross over so well.
Come on.
And I tell you what, if you hear Nelly's Pimp Juice and you don't go, damn, that's a good song, I don't want to be friends with you, all right?
Exactly.
Like if we are ever somewhere and all of a sudden over the loudspeakers and I hear Pimp Juice, I'm like, yes! Pimp Juice, son.
Let's go. Where's the dance floor? Come on.
That's right. I'll look at my wife and be like, you only want me for my Pimp Juice, don't you? She's like, what are you talking
about?
Absolutely.
That's exactly it.
What are you talking about, you idiot?
Your Pimp Juice? What? Does he have a glass of something? Like,
yeah.
It's my Pimp Juice.
Think I need to let her loose.
Pimp Juice.
Pimp Juice. Anyway, no, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Keep it going. Anyway, we got to keep her going here. It is time for your dumb vocabulary. Woo-hoo! I just want that on a hotkey. All right, here we go.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Binterest Moving and Self-Storage. You need it moved. You need it stored. Well, trust the experts, man. And what's cool is they really do have something for every budget, or they'll work with you to find what's right for you for your needs. So hit them up, Binterest Moving and Self-Storage. Your dumb vocabulary for today, dramotional.
Dramotional. You're very dramatic and you're very emotional.
Dramotional.
You just, I don't know.
Over the top?
It's like that person at the office. You're like, God, relax. Gossiping so much. You're very dramatic and you're very emotional.
You got part of it.
Susan.
You got Susan. God, Susan. You're close. It's drunk and emotional.
Is that one friend
that we all have that gets just way too emotional every time they drink? You know, the I love you, man, or, they're just.
That's the good kind, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Yeah. So it's the one that always gets all upset about previous things, starts crying out of nowhere. Come on, we were having fun.
There's always that time, though, where you get that one friend that they just start crying, and you're like, what are you crying about? What are you thinking about? My dog's like, Jesus, man. Go home.
Yeah, it's time to go home. Too many shots. You just kind of know, too. Like, oh, no, she gets dramotional.
And really huggy, too. You know, when someone gets really huggy, I'm like, all right, this is too much. And she just ease up on the white wine spritzers because you're getting a little too lifetimey for me, all right? Just relax.
Mascara's running, and not in a good way.
I'm sorry. For what? I don't know. What are you sorry for? I don't know.
Somebody get her some bread.
Yeah, all right. Go. All right, someone just give her a blanket, put on Lifetime, she'll be fine. Oh, example, man, Liz is dramotional tonight. Good God.
Man.
Tone it down, Liz.
And it's that time of the month.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's a roller coaster of emotions there.
Oh, boy.
All right, there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Thursday. We'll be back with more. Stick around.
More rock is next.